When pets join virtual treatment, what do you think happens? Good, bad, or ugly? I bet we'll wipe off bad and ugly right away and talk all things good. Jacqueline Green Campbell, on behalf of Sanford House, treating those who need your services and doing a great job of that. Let's do some 101s on behalf of Sanford House Addiction Treatment Centers and perhaps this pet therapy. Jacqueline Green Campbell, we'll call you Jack. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for you and your family, of course, that does necessary work in our own backyard. Those in present recovery from addiction, and certainly you as a director of HR and new initiatives. So before we get into talking about how, well, Fido may just be part of the recovery process, tell me more about your Sanford House.
So we are, we're located in Heritage Hill, and we have gender-specific treatment. So we have a men's facility and a women's facility. And we also have an intensive outpatient center, and that's located in the historic Masonic building. And so we kind of have every level of care for substance use disorder. We're just doing the best we can to execute our mission and help as many people that are struggling with that disease.
Yes. In general, do you do both in-house and outpatient treatment?
Do. So we have residential programs, and those are our gender-specific programs. And then we do have our intensive outpatient. So it's kind of a continuum of care. A lot of times when people are in our residential treatment, they'll kind of step down through the levels of care into the outpatient.
And just to clarify, your guests come from all walks of life?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. The substance use disorder does not discriminate. Young, old, people who come from background, privileged backgrounds, people who don't, all walks of life, all colors, shapes, and sizes. It does not discriminate. So, yeah, we treat just about anybody.
Thank you. Let's bring in the pet when it comes to treatment. First of all, have you been having to resort to some virtual treatment in these times?
Sorry, you broke up just a little bit.
Have you had to resort to virtual treatment in these times?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have actually our intensive outpatient program has been virtual kind of since the beginning of this COVID and all of the quarantine and everything like that. We did a pivot early on to kind of make sure that we could keep everybody safe while providing, the necessary treatments. So yeah, that's something that we've been doing for several months now, and it's evolved a little bit and it seems to be really effective.
All right, let's bring in the pet, Jacqueline Green Campbell. Are you using pets with your virtual treatment?
So we, as far as the virtual treatment goes, a lot of times what we'll do is encourage people to kind of bring their own pets into the treatment. So when they're, in a virtual session, a lot of times we'll see cats and dogs sitting on laps and people petting them. And really it allows a kind of a comfort, petting an animal, lowers your heart rate. It calms you down. It releases that snuggle cuddle hormone. And having people be able to use their own pets in that process, we have seen it definitely have an impact on the outcome.
There is an article, of course, with the good PR work that you all do at Sanford House that does go into detail about the power of pets when pets join virtual treatment and more. And you write, besides the feeling of safety and comfort, pets can bring a needed distraction. How does this work?
Yeah, I think pets are really, really good at making you feel like you are the most special person in the world, right? You come home from a long day, they run up to you, and that feeling is unmatched. And I think, the comfort of that companionship is really, really beneficial in therapy, You know, it does kind of give another level of support in a way, that just, you know, kind of helps solidify some of the therapeutic, you know, measures that we try to instill, you know, in our sessions, in our group sessions, in our one-on-one sessions.
What are the, you answer this, there are implications for group therapy if animals are involved?
I would not, I would say that, you know, especially, you know, in the environment when we are able to do in-person group therapy, you know, when we have one of our therapy dogs in those groups, it really changes the whole dynamic of that. So, you know, pets are really, really in tune to our emotions, especially therapy dogs. They're kind of trained to be in tune to everybody's emotions. And so, you know, it's really interesting when you have a therapy dog in a group setting, they'll usually seek out the person that really needs them the most and kind of gravitate towards that person. You know, maybe it's somebody that's having trouble opening up, or maybe it's somebody that has, you know, trauma that they're really trying to work through, and it's emotional and it's hard. And just, you know, having that dog on their lap or that, you know, big paw kind of over their leg can really help people feel at ease and feel a little bit more comfortable in doing the hard work that is kind of chipping away at that trauma and opening up room for a life in recovery.
Yes, again, more from your pen. To enter into the life of recovery can be daunting enough. Those with pets are encouraged to cuddle their pets when they feel anxious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. You know, and I think dogs as well, and, you know, cats too, but they pick up on that. And I think that it's kind of a two-part thing. You know, I know for me, when I'm feeling like I need just a little bit of extra support, I go and I sit with my dog. Or, you know, if he senses that I'm having a tough day, he'll come sit with me. And it, you know, it does really kind of help just alleviate some of that stress that builds up within us.
Yes, hence why I have three at home. Tell me, Jacqueline Green Campbell with us again on behalf of Sanford House Addiction Treatment Centers, talking about the power of pets in therapy. So at this point, you are not doing group therapy with my pets yet for realistic reasons?
Well, you know, because of COVID, we've kind of had to limit some of our, you know, face-to-face groups a bit. So, you know, currently not so much, but, you know, in normal times we do have therapy dogs that will go in and join those groups, and they're scheduled, and, you know, they're working dogs. They'll go in and do their jobs. Unfortunately, given, you know, the COVID environment, it's, for safety and precautions, we've kind of had to limit some of our face-to-face groups. For now, you know, we're hoping to kind of find a way to safely bring those back as soon as we can, because they're integral to recovery. But you know, for now, that isn't something that we're doing, unfortunately. And our therapy dog is getting pretty antsy.
Yes. What's the name of your therapy dog?
What was that?
What's the name of your therapy dog?
So, yep, we have a corgi, and her name is Apollonia. And she's just shy of a year old, and she is, she's still kind of in training, but she has a really, you know, natural ability to kind of pick out who needs her the most, you know, and kind of gravitate towards that person. And she's got a lot of personality traits that I'm confident that she's going to be a really great therapy dog.
Wonderful. Well, she's waiting again for that opportunity, teaching lives. You are for sure. How do we find out more information in general about this article on pets joining virtual treatment, the power of pets, and more, and, of course, about Sanford House, Jack?
I'm sorry, Shelley, you broke up just a little bit at the end there.
Yep. How would we find out more information?
Oh, absolutely. So you can go to our website. It's sanfordhousegr.com. That's SANFORD house, GR.com. or you can give our admissions line a call. The number there is 844-776-9651.
Keep up with good work, Jacqueline Green Campbell, on behalf of Sanford House Addiction Treatment Centers and the role the pets play in your guests' lives. We'll talk again. Thanks, Jack.
Awesome. Thank you, Shelley.